All right, moving on to our next car, which, again, this is a car that we both drove as well. I got a little bit of time in it as well. This, again, is the 2025 Toyota Crown, and this is the Signia edition, which, Richard, all in all, and I talked about this on air even previously to even doing this formal review, honestly, enjoyed this car. I like it.
It is that, and so we've driven the Crown in the past. It's more of a, I guess, a sedan style that we've driven. This is more of kind of a
hatchback.
Compact, again, a crossover SUV.
I shouldn't even say hatchback. It's like got a rear door like a SUV would have.
It does, right? And so this, folks, for those of you looking, this is kind of in line with some of other Toyota's other models as far as like a Highlander and even
well,
some of the
and what I would
models.
Say in, along those lines, Richard, is think RAV4 only larger and shorter to the ground.
Yeah, that's a fair way of saying it.
So those of you that are liking that RAV4 platform but maybe don't like you got to step into it rather than, you know, step up into it, I should say, rather than just stepping into it, the Crown is going to be interior room, I think, a little larger maybe. I didn't look at the actual – I'm just going off of memory. I'm not looking at actual dimensions, Richard, but I would say a little larger than RAV4, only you're not stepping up, you're stepping in. And maybe that's a better way for me to say it. In other words, it's more car-ish than it is SUV-ish.
You know, Dad, it's funny you say that because you're 1,000% correct. It is longer than the RAV4, but it also sits lower. So you're stepping into rather than up or even lower. And so that's definitely something to consider. It's all new for 2025. It is hybrid only, Dad. I do want to state that, and this is kind of replacing the Toyota Venza.
Yes.
If folks know what that is, that's kind of what this car is replacing. And again, Dad, it actually has a lot more in common with its Lexus counterparts in that sense than it does with its Toyota counterparts. So, and what we mean by that, folks, really nice apportionments on the inside, Dad. Really beautiful features. A lot of great standard features,
right,
such as, you know, heated and ventilated front seats, I think heated steering wheel, so lots of stuff that you would find standard in Lexus, not necessarily in Toyota.
Yeah, and really quick, you know, comparing the two, you know, it to a RAV4, for example, full leather on the Crown, you're not going to get full leather on the RAV4. Your point of the luxuriousness of the Crown over the RAV4, so if you're looking at a car that's pretty luxurious, I've got a lady, actually, I've been talking to on Drive Radio, Richard, that's in this market looking at cars, and these are some of the things we talk about, you know, constantly on radio, but, you know, this is more in line of what she would want versus a RAV4, because she wants that more luxuriousness, but wants that roughly same size.
Exactly, Dad, and you're also, again, as we talked about, you're getting a lot of the other standard, a lot of feature standard that you're not going to get on the RAV4.
Correct.
As well. So definitely something to consider, Dad, and again, we mentioned the hybrid powertrain. We've talked about that many times on Toyota. It's one of our favorite hybrid powertrains out there, maybe our most favorite, in all honesty, and definitely something that we would recommend for folks, especially if you're not ready to dive into that all-electric. So if you want to learn more about this, again, Dad, this is new for 2025, the Toyota Crown Signia. Head to your local Toyota dealer, test drive it, and when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.